Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. This is the 12th installment in the recording of Tasfir Juz'ama, where we're starting with the 96th surah. We'll be moving into the 95th surah, Surah Al-Alaq, and Surah Al-Tin. That's what it is. Surah Al-Tin. It's on page 89. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ikra' bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Khalaqal insana min 'alaq. Ikra' wa rabbukal akram. Ladhi 'allama bil qalam. 'Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. Kalla inna al-insana la yatgha. Arahu istaghna. Inna illa rabbika ar-ruj'a. Araita alladhi yan'a. Abdan idha sala araita in kana lal huda ala rabbil taqwa araita in kada baba tawalla alam yaklam biyan Allah yara kala laylam yandahi laninas Afa'am binasiya nasiyatin gadibatin khatiya Falyad'una diniya sanad'un zababiniyata kalla layatuhihu Zatutihu la shuddhaktazim. And the end of this ayat is a place of prostration in the Quran. I think I'm going to start to read the full English translation before CD starts doing his commentary. This is from the Tajweedi Quran, page 95, no, page 964, rather. In the name of Allah, the universally merciful, the singularly compassionate. Read, in the name of your Lord who created the human being from a clot. Read, and your Lord is most generous, who taught by the pen, taught the human being what he knew not. Nay, but indeed, truly, the human being exceeds all limits and sees himself as independent. Truly, unto your Lord is the return. Have you thought about he who seeks to dissuade the worshipper when he prays? Have you thought whether he is rightly guided or commands others to the awareness of Allah? Have you seen if he rejects the truth and turns his back? Does he not know what Allah sees? No, indeed, but if he does not cease, we will drag him down by the forelock, a rebellious, lying forelock, and then let him call his advisors. We shall call the guards of hell. No, indeed, do not obey him, but prostrate and draw near. Ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who created. This surah was revealed in Makkah and consists of 19 verses. The reason for its revelation here is that Allah ended the previous surah 95 by stating he is the best of judges, and so among his unique wise judgments is that he specified Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with prophethood and messengership, and taught him the book and the wisdom. And this is also the first surah revealed to him. And another sign of his wisdom is that he created the human from a drop of sperm and then formed him into more complex forms until he reached the most perfect form. And in this revelation, this first revelation, Allah said to his prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhil khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord who created you, who created. Meaning recite this Quran, this recitation, beginning with the name of your Lord and seeking his help. The wording in the command to read in the name of your Lord involves being exposed to the quintessence of lordship and exemplifies his Lord's training him and nurturing him to reach the highest stages of possible human perfection, step by step, by revealing to him a revelation which comprises within it the totality and the finality of knowledge and wisdom. He makes him aware that his Lord is bringing him to these exalted levels of human and spiritual perfection. And his words, Alladhi khalaq, who created, the resultant attribute of the Lord he gives is the Creator. And he chose that attribute above others as his first manifestation. And there is no creator besides him, and he created everything. Khalaq insan, he created the human. Well, he then specifically mentions the human because that is what he is, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this revelation descended upon a human. And when he mentioned in the previous surah, 95, that he created man in the most perfect of forms, and what occurred to him afterwards, he brought his attention here to his advancement from one level to another, then mentioned his favors upon him and his transgression, and what would determine his state in the hereafter. This is all in explanation of his words. He created man in the best of forms and then reduced him to the lowest of the low, except those who, and that's from the previous surah, 95, 4 through 6. Then he mentioned his origins when he said, min alaq, in the masculine, meaning from a clinging clot. He did not use the feminine gender, which represents the point of separation and differentiation. Because the human is in essence, in the meaning of gatheredness. There is also an allusion here that the beginning of the deen is as the beginning of the creation of the human. He began as something weak and frail, and then grew in strength stage by stage until he reached completion. Then he repeated the command to read, 96.3, to emphasize its importance and introduce his next statement. Ikra rabbukal akram. Read, and your sustaining Lord is most generous. He said these words to remove the excuse he gave when he was first ordered to read and replied, I cannot read. Since he was unlettered, blessings and peace be upon him. And so it is as if he is saying that he should seek help in the name of Allah, the same Lord who ordered him to read, for he is most generous, meaning he grants his servants the greatest limit of blessings. And though he knows when they rebel against him, he's not quick to punish them. Alladhi allama bikalam alamal ansana malam yalam. He who taught by the pen taught the human what he knew not. One of the indications of his complete granting of bounties is that he taught his servants what they did not know and transported them from the darkness of ignorance into the light of knowledge. He mentioned the nobility of the knowledge of writing, for that is what he taught the human through the pen. The ability to write has attached to it innumerable benefits, for no knowledge was ever recorded, nor wisdom, nor teaching of the ancients, nor even divine scriptures, except that it was maintained through the generations through writing. And without it, the affairs of this world and the next would never have been established. And know, my beloved, that he said in meaning, read by your Lord, so that he can be established by Allah and all his affairs, based on him who manifested all things to be known through them, and who manifested the greatest manifestation, namely the human, from a lowly, clinging clot. Then he raised him through knowledge to the highest levels. So he elevated him from the lowlands of the sperm drop, held in low value, to the heights of knowledge and gnosis. And for these reasons, he said, Ikra rabukrakram, read, and your Lord is most bountiful. He who favored you with his grants and taught you what you did not know, who taught by the pen, taught the human what he did not know. So when the human was not grateful to his Lord for this favor, Allah reprimanded him and said, Kala inna insana la ta'ra, arahu ta'na, inna ila rabika ra'uja, ra'ayta ladhi nanha, abdan inda salah, ra'ayta in kana, kana alal, huda aramara bitakwa, ra'ayta in kadaba antawala. Alam yalam bi anna la huyara, kalala illam yan tahi la nafs, nasfa'am bi nasiya, nasiyatin kathibatin katia, valayadgiyu nadia sanad unzan zabanya, kala la putihu wasjud wakatarib. No, but man is ever transgressing limits, for he sees himself as independent of us, when indeed the return of all will be to your Lord. Have you seen the one who barred a servant when he performs the salat? Have you considered whether he is on the right way or commands himself and others to righteous God-wariness? Have you considered whether he may reject the truth and turn away in neglect from it? Does he not know that Allah sees all? No. If he does not desist, he will surely drag him down upon his forehead, a lying, rebellious forehead. And then let him summon to his aid the counsels of his own spurious wisdom, while we summon the forces of heavenly chastisement. No, pay no heed to them, but prostrate yourself before Allah and draw close to him. This is verses 6 through 19. Allah says, Kala, nay, which is a word signifying rebuke and deterrence. For he said that he created the human from a clinging clot and taught him what he didn't know, so that he may be gratefully thankful for this great blessing. But instead, he rejected it and the responsibility that comes with it, ungratefully, and transgressed the proper limits. So he said this word to warn them, and so that they may hold themselves from further rebellion. The human is prone to become arrogant before his Lord and to disregard his limits, which he set. This strong word was sent down for every rebellious, stubborn, and obstinate one. Then he explained that the reason for his transgression is that he sees himself as being independent of Allah, either because of his status or wealth or whatever else he finds as food and support for his ego, and the cause of his humility is his realizing his poverty to him. Then he threatened the human and warned him of the consequence of his unjust transgression when he said, To your Lord is the return of all things, which will be when he requites his actions. Ara'ayta ladilanha abdan inda salah. Do you consider the one who prevents a servant from salat? Similarly, for anyone who prevents the slaves of Allah from any good act, or salat, or moving towards Allah, then they will be dealt with the fitting recompense and the equitable accounting from Allah. The meaning of it being phrased in this form is as if he is saying, tell me about the one who prevents the servants from praying. If such a one is rightly guided, or if he is rejecting the truth and turning away from it, does he not know that Allah sees all of his states? Therefore, the intended meaning of these verses is to threaten the one who prevents the servants from establishing a connection with their Lord and from doing good, and to cause such a one to realize that Allah is watching him. And is it not so that this servant who does good and prays to Allah is upon the truth, and following him is obligatory? So how can you try to stop him? You who reject and turn away from guidance, do you not know that Allah sees all that you do? Kalla, no. This is said to deter him who attempts to do away with the worship of Allah. Lailam yantahiya nasfa am binasiya nasiyatin katibatin katia. If he does not desist from what he does, we will drag him down upon his forehead, a lying, rebellious forehead. We will grab him by his forelock, the hair upon the front of his forehead, and by it we will drag him to the fire. And how evil an abode for him. Falyad unadiya. Then let him summon his counsel. The Nadia is the council of the leading elders in authority of the people. It is narrated that Abu Jahl came across the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while he was praying, and Abu Jahl the rebellious said, do you threaten me while I am greater than you and followers? So Allah revealed these ayat, telling the Prophet that Sanad uz Zabania, we will summon the forces of heavenly punishment to drag him to the fire. Kala, no. As a turn warning to Abu Jahl and all those like him who are against faith in Allah. La tutihau, tutihu, do not obey him. Meaning, keep constant what you're doing and be strong. Do not obey those who reject the truth. Wasjud waqtarib, prostrate to Allah and draw closer. Continue in your prostrations and prayers, the Salat, and continue to draw closer to Allah. And know, my beloved, that all who show enmity to and reject those who turn and direct their blessings to Allah, and who are in perpetual prayer, then for these it will be said, do you consider the one who prevents a servant from praying? And so on to the end of the verses. And it will be said to those who turn their beings to Allah, do not obey or follow those who reject the truth. And prostrate with your heart and body and draw closer by that to your master until you arrive to him. We ask him that he causes us to arrive to him and that he not expel us from his safety, for he is the all-hearing and the respondent. Amen. Surah Tin is the 95th surah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Watini wal-zaytun, waturi sinin, wahadar baladil amin. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. Thumma radadnahu asfala safilin. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِدِينٍ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. The full translation. By the fig, in the name of Allah, the universally merciful, the singularly compassionate, by the fig and the olive, and by Mount Sinai, and by this land made safe, truly we created the human being in the best form. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low, except for those who faithfully believe and do righteous deeds. And there shall be a reward unfailing. So what can make you deny the deen, the debt, after this? Is not Allah the most just of judges? The surah was revealed in Mecca and consists of 8 verses. The reason for its placement here is that after he mentioned in Surah 94, which honors, he specified the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with. He then went on to mention in this surah the nobility in the creation of the human in general, in that he created him in most perfect of forms, because he begins and says, Watini wa zaitun, by the fig and the olive. He swore by them because of the benefits they are both replete with. It is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gifted a plate of figs. So he ate some and told his companions around him, Eat of this, for if I said that any earthly fruit came from paradise, I would say it was this one, because the fruits of paradise have no stone. So eat of it, for it removes superfluous undigested matter from the body. It is a tasty fruit and gentle nutrition, which digests easily and has many benefits. Its nature is mild. It decomposes the phlegm and purifies the liver and spleen. And as for the olive, it is common condiment and source of healing. And it is honored as the famous blessed tree mentioned in the Quran. Waturi Sinin and the Mount of Sinai, 95:2. And it is the mount on which Musa alayhi salam spoke directly to Allah Most High. Wadal Baladi al-Amin, in the city of safety, and this is Makkah, may Allah continue to ennoble it. The reason he swore by the honor of these two blessed places, which contain the good of this world and the next, is because of the unique distinction they carry in the sight of Allah and his messengers and his saintly Gnostics. And then he said, Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. We have indeed created the human in the most perfect of forms, meaning his being formed in the best of conformations, both in physical form and spiritual meaning, for he made his posture straight, his limbs well proportioned, and formed him with divine qualities such as power, will, knowledge, life, hearing, sight, speech. And this is the meaning of his words, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah created Adam upon his form. Thumma radadnahu asfala salif safilin. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low, meaning we caused him to be of the denizens of the fire, who are the most despicable of every despicable thing, and the lowest of every low thing, due to his lack of conforming to the commands of Allah and not taking on the qualities he is called to qualify himself with, and with which, had he acted according to them, he would have become one of the highest of the high. It is also said that he reduced him to decrepit old age, which is weakness, and old age after strength and youth. This is similar to his saying, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلَقِ, 36:68, meaning, after that perfect and most proportional of forms, we bring his form down to the lowest of the low, and reverse his creation. So whereas before his back was straight, now it's bent, and his hair is now gray after being black, and his skin becomes wrinkled, and his hearing and sight are weakened. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ أَجْرُونَ غَيْرُ مَامَنُونَ. Except those who have obtained to secured faith and do works of wholesome righteousness, for them there is a reward unending. Meaning those who will climb out of being in the lowest stage will be these described in this verse. And this is especially true for those who remain in the performance of pious action to their old age. And they will receive an unending reward because they continue to devote themselves to Allah in their old age with the weakness and the difficulty they found in that. And the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, if the believer attains to the age of 50, then Allah will lighten his accounting. And if he attains to the age of 60, he grants him humility. If he attains the age of 70, then the inhabitants of the heavens come to love him. And if he attains to the age of 80, his good deeds are permanently inscribed and Allah overlooks his wrongdoings. And if he attains to 90, his sins are forgiven. He is allowed to intercede for his family and becomes a prisoner in Allah's earth and under his special care. And if he attains to 100 and cannot do any more actions, then the good he would have performed in the strength of his youth is inscribed for him in his record. Fama yukadhibuka badu bidin. What then could cause you to reject this deen? The meaning here is that the creation of the human from a drop of sperm and his complete formation as a human, then his moving through the stages in his formation to the point of completion, and then his returning back in creation till he reaches the point of frail old age. Do you see a clear demonstration of the power of the Creator? And if he is able to create man in this wonderful fashion, then is it not difficult for him at all to revive him after death? So what is the excuse for your rejection of the final judgment and denial of the Messenger after this plain demonstration? Is it not Allah the most just of judges? Is not Allah the most just of judges? It is a promise of punishment for those kafir who cover and reject the truth, and that he will deal with them and judge them according to his manner. Is not Allah the best to judge between you, O Muhammad, and your rejectors? Is not the one who formed and fashioned the human in the most balanced of forms the best of judges? It is narrated that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read these verses, he would say at the end, yes, of course, and I am one of those who bear witness to the truth of it. And know, my beloved, that Allah swore by four things because of their nobility and honor. The first, the tree of the heart which yields the fruits of knowledge directly from the presence of Allah, la dunya, free of any thorns of intellectual doubts and illusional misconceptions. Two, the tree of the spirit, the ruh, which is illumined from the light of the secret, the seer, because of its perfect predisposition and readiness to receive light. This is alluded to in his words, its oil would near light the lamp by itself, although no fire ignite it. 24:35. The tree of the spirit, and the third one, the tree of the spirit, seer, which is the mount of divine manifestation, tajalli, and the place of contemplative witnessing, mushahada, and two-way in intimate converse. Four, the land secure, 95:3, which is the state of wavering and concealment after constancy. It's the return to secondary causes out of preference for upholding the proprieties demanded by wisdom, hikmah, as opposed to power, kudra, and taking on the form arising from servitude. It's the station of speech and that which Allah swears by when he says, we created man in the most perfect of forms, meaning in the most perfect and complete manifested form and the most expansive locus for the divine qualities, carrying the divine trust, 33:72, and having the form of the All-Merciful. His spirituality is the mother, the source of all spiritualities, and his nature is a balanced combination of all the differing natures. And his formation is the vastest of formations, and for this reason it is said, you are the perfection in respect to tariqa, the way you travel, and Hakika, your true origin. O you in whom the secrets of the divinity are combined in totality. And know that the human was created in the best of forms, referring to his spirit and intellect. Then he was brought down to the lowest of the low, referring to his lower ego self and its passions. So when he says, Illa ladhina amanu amilu salihati, except for those who have believed and do righteous deeds, he's referring to the people of the spirit and the intellect who remain in the most perfect of forms, whereas the rest are the people of egoistic desires and caprice. We ask him most high for strength and constancy in his deen and his love. Amin, amin, amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.